When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I talk about the benefits of walking and how you can get started. Grab your Fitbit and gear up for a good time because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Big Change. Today's song is All For You by Origamic, featuring Freed, and I chose it for its extremely interesting percussive sounds, background vocals, and a very, very unique composition. Enjoy the track, check out the artist, and let's get into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and perhaps the easiest thing most of us can take part in is walking. It's a part of our natural evolution, and it's one of the first things most of us learn as children. So suffice it to say that it's pretty important. But did you know that walking as a form of exercise actually has a lot of extremely cool benefits for your health? In today's episode, I want to dive into those. We'll talk about some of those health benefits, why walking is so important, and how easy it is to get started. Now, the following quote is from an article titled The Benefits of Walking on RealSimple.com. Quote, according to growing scientific evidence, walking done often and properly can deliver an array of benefits that are just as impressive as those often gained from sportier regimens. End quote. So, walking has a ton of benefits, but what are they? Well, for starters, walking has been shown to improve blood circulation throughout the body. It's been shown to increase your energy and provide you with energy throughout the day, and it's been shown to help you gain weight slower. Here's another quote from that same article. Quote, a 2013 Australian study tracked the weight of 822 subjects and found that over the course of 4 years, the average person gained 3.5 pounds. But the participants didn't pack on the pounds equally. Those who walked to work gained, on average, 2 pounds less than did people who took their cars, even when the car commuters were physically active at other times of the day. End quote. Now, I can't even begin to tell you why this might be the case, but the study does give us a bit of interesting information to work from. There are a million and one reasons why this study may have shown these results, but one good theory is that the participants who walked to work were more likely to be doing that first thing in the morning. Now, we know that exercise early in the morning has been shown to spike your metabolism throughout the day. So if that's the case, then it could explain why these participants were able to slow the rate of weight gain, even compared to other participants who were physically active at other times. So with that said, if what I just said holds up, then it would seem like any early morning exercise should be sufficient. And that's correct. Exercising in the mornings in any fashion would show similar results. But walking as an exercise is important here because it's extremely convenient. Think about it. These participants did not have to carve out time to exercise before work. They just incorporated the exercise into their existing commute. Now, that may not be possible for everyone, but it's certainly much easier to incorporate walking into your morning routines than it would be to incorporate a jogging session or time at the gym. And that's not all. Another important benefit that walking has is in helping you elevate and balance your moods. Quote, a California State University Long Beach study showed that the more steps people took during the day, the better their moods were. Why? Walking releases natural painkilling endorphins to the body, one of the emotional benefits of exercises, end quote. That quote was from the Mayo Clinic website. Here's how this works. Walking for 30 minutes, really any exercise for 30 minutes or more, is a surefire way to exhaust your body's store of oxygen. And as Charlie Pulsifer wrote in his article, Take a 30-Minute Walk and Unleash Your Endorphins over on sunwarrior.com, quote, after 30 minutes of any exercise, the muscles run out of stored oxygen and turn to anaerobic respiration. This builds up lactic acid, which signals the brain to release endorphins. Endorphins reduce pain and stress while creating sensations of pleasure and euphoria. Endorphins act much like antidepressants, but without the side effects, synthetic drugs, and addictive properties, end quote. So once again, if any exercise will do, why am I specifically talking about walking? Well, it doesn't have to be walking. If you have a gym membership and enjoy going to the gym, do that. If you like yoga, do your thing. If you get a thrill out of running, go for it. The point of this episode isn't to prove that walking is in any way superior to any of these other forms of exercise. It's to show you that walking is enough, that if you don't like any form of exercise or just don't have the time or you just can't schedule it into your day, you can start out by focusing on walking more each day and start to take your own tiny leaps in that way. So, how do you get started? Well, according to Mayo Clinic, quote, get the right gear. Choose shoes with proper arch support, a firm heel and thick, flexible soles to cushion your feet and absorb shock. Wear comfortable clothes and gear appropriate for various types of weather. If you walk outdoors when it's dark, wear bright colors or reflective tape for visibility, end quote. The last thing you want to do is mess up your feet or ankles, so get some shoes that are appropriate for exercise, and then after that, go and walk somewhere, anywhere. Just set out and let your feet guide you. That's it. Two simple steps. Get proper shoes and go walk. Congratulations, you are now exercising. It's easy, right? The show notes for this episode will be available on my website, www.gregclunis.com. There you'll find links to all articles mentioned in this episode, as well as any additional resources I think you should know. So head over to www.gregclunis.com and check those out. That's it for episode 70. Thank you for listening. And if you like the show, please remember to leave a rating and review and hit subscribe. And if you are driving right now, or if you're exercising, or if you're washing the dishes, you don't have to subscribe right this minute, but please remember to do it when it's convenient for you. It really means a lot to me, and it really does a lot for helping this show rank higher, which means more people can discover it. Now, I've put a lot of work into this week's newsletter, and I'll be sending it out at 11 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. So if you haven't yet, make sure you sign up for my newsletter by texting the word TINY to 38470 or by filling out the form on my website at www.gregclunis.com. Sign up now to make sure you don't miss tomorrow's email, and I will see you in your inbox. Until tomorrow, I've been Greg Clunis, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.